Escambia 911, what is the location of your emergency? Okay, do you need police, fire, or ambulance?
My ambulance. I need somebody now.
Okay.
Please.
We're getting help on the way. For verification purposes, repeat your address one more time. Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
My name is Anne. For my son, Rose.
Okay, it's a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, what's your phone number in case we get disconnected? Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
He had a sugar attack, and I took his sugar, it was 551. And then I took it again, it was 221 because he took his medicine, but he hadn't had anything to eat today. And now he can't hardly breathe, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I couldn't get his blood pressure. My machine wouldn't take it.
Okay, are you with the patient now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, how old is the patient?
He's 58.
Okay, is he awake?
Yes, he is.
Is he breathing?
Yes, he is.
Okay. All right. Is he completely alert?
Yeah, his eyes is not right, though. His eyes don't look good to me.
Okay, is he responding appropriately?
Ruth Bell, he's answering me when I call him.
Okay, is he behaving normally now?
Yes, he is, but he's breathing like a pan like a lizard.
Okay.
They can't hardly breathe.
All right. Give me just a second.
Please help me.
We're getting help on the way. Does he have difficulty speaking between breaths?
Do you have difficulty speaking, baby?
Yes.
Yes, he does.
Okay. Is he changing color?
Yes, he is. Yes. Yes,
okay, describe the color change.
It's like, it's kind of like lethargic. It's cold.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Is he changing color?
Well, he's the same color he's been all the time to me.
Okay. Is he clammy or having cold sweats?
He's having cold sweats.
Does he have asthma or other lung problems?
No, he don't have any problems at all except sugar.
Okay.
He can't breathe.
I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next. All right. If there's a defibrillator available, send someone to get it now.
No, I don't have anything.
From now, well, just let him rest in the most comfortable position and wait for help to arrive.
Yes,
and I want you to watch him very closely. If he becomes less awake and vomits, quickly turn him on his side. And before the responders arrive, please put away any pets. Gather his medications, unlock the door.
I already got it unlocked.
All right, and have someone flag down the paramedics.
I don't have anybody to go out there. It's a black truck sitting in front of the door.
Okay. What I'm going to do, Miss Annie, is since he's in this situation, I'm going to go ahead and stay on the line with you as long as I can.
Okay.
If he gets worse anyway, tell me immediately.
Okay.
Give me just a second. All right.
Summer vacation may be over, but hurricane season is just heating up. Tropical activity.
All right. How is he doing?
He's still breathing, panting. He's panting, you know, like he breathes real fast, like you can't hardly catch your breath in there. Like that. But not with his mouth open, though. He's breathing through his nose.
Ring 5, continue
to
the area. And it's fair to blame, Ring 5.
All right. And what did you say his readings were earlier?
Well, I took his sugar, it was 551, but he told me some mama having a sugar attack, and he was sweating real bad. And I took his sugar, it was 551, and I took it again, it was 221. Because he took his medicine. But see, he ain't had nothing to eat.
Okay.
His plate is sitting right here in front of him, he hadn't eaten anything.
And what was the second one?
221.
All right, ma'am. You're doing good. You've given us good information. Help is on the way. Now, I want you to stay calm because he's going to see you getting nervous, and that's going to make him more nervous. We got help on the way for him.
Okay. Let's hurry, please.
Yes, ma'am. They're already coming. You're also going to probably have a city fire truck show as well.
That's okay. I don't care who shows up. They know they help my son.
Okay. And you said there's a black truck out in the driveway?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's right in front of the house.
Okay, hard to breathe.
All right. Got that. Let's check his breathing real quick, all right? I'm going to ask you to do, I want you to say now, every single time he takes a breath in, starting immediately.
Now.
Next breath.
Now.
Next breath.
Now.
Next breath.
Now.
Okay. His breathing is elevated, but it is effective. So that's a good thing. All right? I know you're worried about him, but help is on the way. You're doing good. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Come out.
Who's that coming in, ma'am?
It's a friend of ours.
Okay.
Come out.
Like I said, I'll stay on the line with you as long as I can. Watch him very closely and look for any changes. If he becomes...
I got
an
ambulance coming. Yeah, I got more coming.
All right, Miss. Uh-huh. If he becomes less awake or starts getting worse, tell me immediately.
Talk to the dispatcher. Okay. And he said he's on the way.
And tell me when the paramedics are right with him.
Please. All right, they can never get him. Call down. She need to come home.
Is there any change with his breathing?
No, it's still about the same.
All right.
He's cold. Why is it taking them so long?
Well, they have to drive as fast as they safely can. Your ambulance is only a couple blocks away.
Go to the basement, man. Go to the
back or something. Hey. All right. You should hear him soon.
Huh?
I said you should hear the ambulance soon.
Okay.
All right, Miss.
Uh-huh.
Once the ambulance parks, it's going to take them just a minute to get their equipment out of the rig.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to tell me when they're right.
They're here. The ambulance. I think the ambulance is here now.
All right.
But they ain't got out yet. My friend is going to get them. Going
okay.
to tell them so they can come up. Yeah, one of them is coming in the gate now.
All right.
They're coming on in now.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect. All right, Miss.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.